This is Day to Day from NPR News. You may have missed this, but it's National Mentoring Month, a time to acknowledge those people who, through example, patience, and persistence, have influenced our lives. And during January, Slate contributor Eric Liu is introducing us to some outstanding mentors, people he writes about in his new book, Guiding Lights. Today, a man who teaches that even in baseball, life is more than just throwing fastballs. Here's Eric.
Brian Price is the pitching coach for the Seattle Mariners and one of the most esteemed coaches in Major League Baseball. Although he's only 42, he's already been named Baseball Weekly's Pitching Coach of the Year, and true baseball people think he's got the stuff to be a manager someday soon. Last week, on a chilly evening outside Phoenix, Arizona, I met up with Brian at the sports complex where the Mariners hold spring training. Brian's job this day was to teach me how to throw a changeup. My job was not to embarrass myself.
Eric, we're going to work on a changeup. And the most important thing is a grip. I like pitchers to think about.
Baseball is too often used to explain the meaning of life. I wanted to avoid that and focus instead on how a great teacher explains the nuts and bolts of pitching. Yet something interesting happened as Brian and I worked in the bullpen. The more we focused on mechanics, the more that deeper meanings suggested themselves. Consider the changeup, which Brian thought would be an easier pitch to teach me than the curve.
It's a pitch that you could teach to a 6-year-old, or you could teach it to a 60-year-old.
Or, I hope, to someone right in between. A changeup looks to the batter like a fastball, but because of the way the pitcher grips the ball, it comes out a little slower. That slight difference is enough to upset the batter's timing and balance. The key to a good changeup is not only the grip, it's also what Brian calls salesmanship.
Deception from a pitcher comes from providing pitches that all look the same out of the hand. A successful changeup looks like a fastball, it's presented like a fastball, and they go after it like a fastball. And you'll see typically a 6 to 8, possibly a 10 mile an hour difference on the pitch that gets the hitter out in front of the pitch.
I start by throwing a few fastballs to loosen up.
Nice, Eric.
Brian shows me what's called the circle change grip, which is something like trying to hold a baseball while making the OK sign. And then, for the first time since Little League, I let loose a pitch for someone else to evaluate.
Oh, sorry.
My first few attempts at a changeup are pretty wobbly. I have no feel for it in my fingertips. Brian Price sees about a dozen things I'm doing wrong, but he homes in on only one at a time. "Keep your head quiet," he says, referring both to moving too much and to thinking too much. He says a pitcher can get weighed down by too many pointers.
We could have very easily said, you know, let's work a little bit more on getting more hip turn and getting a higher leg kick and getting your hands a little bit lower and making sure you're breaking your hands on time and put 5 or 6 different ideas into his head, and what he would have completely forgot about was the grip.
Sometimes Brian will do what he calls dry work with a pitcher. He'll remove the ball altogether and simply focus on the motion of arms, hips, shoulders, legs, that all flow into a single delivery. Remove the ball. It's a powerful idea, because the ball is the source of self-doubt and judgment. If you always practice with a ball, then you measure success only externally, by where the ball ends up. If you do dry work without the ball, you measure success by how intrinsically balanced your own movements are. Gradually, my changeup attempts are improving, but they're still inconsistent. So Brian Price asks me to go back to throwing fastballs.
How are you feeling? Are you pretty loose? Okay, good.
The good news with my fastball is that I'm throwing to the same spot consistently. The bad news is that the spot is where a right-handed batter's face would be. I'm just about to obsess about the fastball that won't go over the plate when Brian suggests I throw a changeup. And I nail it.
There it is. That's your best one right there. And that's that one that's on the plate but under the strike zone. Still could get a swing on that pitch.
It's the same changeup, but the context has changed. Now I'm thinking of the changeup as an antidote to my wayward fastball. And lo and behold, I reel off 3, then 4, then 5 great changeups, low and over the plate, with perfectly deceptive presentation. It strikes me only later what Brian Price has done. He's used the fastball interlude as a distraction, and has gotten me back on track with the real objective, throwing a great changeup.
The funny thing about pitching is that you can take a little bit of a break and you come back and you feel even better.
Yeah.
Of course, we did all this in a quiet bullpen session with hardly anyone watching. What if I'd been on the mound at Safeco Field, with men on base, the game on the line, and 40,000 people screaming? Could I have held it together? Perhaps Brian Price's most valuable lesson for pitchers, and for anyone really, is something he calls self-coaching, a technique for helping right yourself when things are going wrong. It's different, he says, from second-guessing.
Well, to me, self-coaching is talking about what you're going to do in the future. And all the negative stuff are things that have already happened to you. And as a pitcher, the only thing a pitcher should be focusing on is what they're going to do from that point on. What happens with pitchers that struggle or tend to give up the big inning, the multiple run, the 3- and 4- and 5-run innings, which typically kill a chance to win, are pitchers that are not allowing themselves to be aware of what's happening to them and going, you know what, so far I just gave up a 2-run double, but I know what I need to do to get back on top of my game and leave that runner at second base, so it's instead of a 3-run inning, it remains a 2-run inning. And that, for me, is someone that is staying in the present and isn't letting the negative feedback disrupt them or prevent them from being able to find a way to continue to be successful.
When Brian Price taught me how to throw a changeup, he made me see myself. All my life, I've been the equivalent of a fastball pitcher, trying to use blazing speed and brute force to wow the people I face. Now, I realize it would help if I knew how to change speeds from time to time to be less predictable. Brian has turned me into a self-coach, and not only in the realm of sports. Like any good teacher, he's a master of misdirection, working on a fastball to improve a changeup, doing dry work without a ball to sharpen my performance with the ball. And yes, talking about baseball when what we were really talking about was the meaning of life. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Liu.
Slate contributor Eric Liu is the author of Guiding Lights, The People Who Lead Us Toward Our Purpose in Life. You'll find pictures of his pitching lessons with Brian Price at our website, npr.org. And next week, a Marine drill instructor tries to instill in Eric what's known as command presence.